New Year! Welcome to 2022. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a special New Year's edition of Law Talk Live here at the studios at WSKY. Happy New Year to everybody. For those of you who are up, I know we had a great family celebration last night, and it was really fun. Everybody in our neighborhood was shooting off fireworks, and it was a very festive New Year. So I want to wish everybody health and happiness in the coming New Year. And we are here. So it's 2022, and we started Law Talk Live in 2002. So we started it in September. So I don't know if we're in our 20th year now or our 19th year. I'm confused. But that's still a long time, whether it's 19 years. I think it's actually 19 years and 4 or 5 months. So I'll take that. Anyhow, welcome to Law Talk Live. We are here. We are a live call-in show. And I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. And I want to welcome everybody to our show. We really do appreciate everybody who listens, who calls in. And I want to give you the number for call-ins. It's 877-975-9825. That's 877-975-9825. And for anybody who calls in today, not only do you get a free copy of my book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance, which I'll go over briefly because it's a new year and we need to look at what our insurance is and everything else. But also a $25 gift certificate to our favorite restaurant, Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, where our team, Freddie Wiebe, Steve Spurrier, and the rest rock out all year long. And they are really stepping it up. They had a overflow crowd last night at Spurrier's, and it was very exciting to see them finally open the museum and restaurant. So for those of you that haven't been out to Spurrier's, go out there. We actually do our podcast there every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's called Meldon Law and Friends, and you can get it on any audio channel, 37 of them, plus YouTube, and of course Facebook. So if you go to Facebook, Meldon Law and Friends, you'll see our podcasts. And we've done over a year of podcasts, so check it out. There's a lot of neat folks that we've been meeting and interviewing on the show. We have a surprise. Guess who just showed up? Chris Qualman. Welcome, Chris.
I wasn't going to let you have all the fun. Hey, it's New Year's Day, and I was driving by, and I said, I wonder if the boss man is on the air, and if he is, well, then I'm going to crash the party. No, not really. I just want to say, Jeffrey, Happy New Year to you. You're not just my boss and mentor. You're my very dear friend, and I know that I speak for the entire staff in saying how much we appreciate and admire the leadership, the direction, the focus you've brought to us over the past year. It was a year of such growth. I mean, I've done a lot of thinking about it. I started with the firm exactly 5 years ago today.
Wow.
January 1.
You were working on New Year's 5 years ago?
If you work for Jeffrey Meldon, absolutely. No. I should say more accurately, I moved to the place owned by your good friend Ron DeFilippo January 1st, 2017. So it's been exactly 5 years, really, this day that I've lived in Gainesville and been full-time with Meldon Law. And, we were looking at your graphs, at the office or that you keep on your laptop yesterday, and you look at the growth. It's just been incredible. When you look at it in black and white and on the tabs and the pie charts, 2021, Jeffrey, was such a year of growth, and I know it's nothing but the sky and the limits from here.
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting is a mindset that a person has to a great extent determines where they're going to go. So if you set your limits low, then you're probably going to achieve, fairly modest results. And if you set your goals high, you're more likely to accomplish those goals, so long as you follow through on the rest.
Exactly. So you just look at the size of our staff, how it's literally tripled, not doubled, and the fact that over the pandemic, 2020, going back that far into March of 2020, when the roof fell down, so to speak, all over the world, you just kept plugging. You just kept going. You and your fellow attorneys from the CRISP Mastermind Service and group, maybe talk a little bit about that, how the mindset that you brought to yourself and the firm just to keep us growing through those difficult times.
It's very interesting because we meet quarterly with 25 other law firms from around the country, and we got together the first week of March before they shut everything down. I actually had an event planned up in Washington, D.C. The second week of March, which we didn't go to because we were concerned about the COVID outbreak. So it's interesting, that first week of March, we were all sitting around trying to, we were talking about, well, what was going to be the effect of COVID, although we really didn't know much at that time because it had just started, and we didn't know if it was going to be like a flu for a month or two and then go away. Anyhow, fast forward 3 months later, the beginning of June, we met again, and we were right in the middle of everything. And I think the message was at that time, there's some people that are going to pull back, crawl up, and go into a hole. And this was an opportunity, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to really level up and do some amazing things, because the competition would be less. It'd be the competition was going to be a little bit off guard and a little bit confused as to what to do next. So we basically took all of our chips and pushed them into the middle of the table and doubled down.
You definitely did. We're about to take a break. You are listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. Brand new day, brand new year, January 1, 2022. My name is Chris Qualman, here with Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. We'll be right back.
Nation, I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most. Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law. I'm here with our co-host, Chris Qualman, who is chief of the major cases at Meldon Law, and works very closely with myself in developing themes for cases. You want to talk a little bit about that, Chris?
Sure. We are, of course, an injury firm. We are a firm that represents families and individuals whose lives have been turned upside down due to the carelessness, negligence, or recklessness of another. Whether it's a big truck crash, whether it's a pedestrian versus auto, auto versus auto, those are the type of cases we handle. We also do slip and fall, trip and fall cases. And like Jeffrey was saying, every case has its own theme. That's part of our job, is part of the overall excellent client experience, is to individualize each case and say, all right, this was a dog bite case, and maybe the facts and circumstances were a little unusual, where you can bring in the homeowners association because they did something negligent that may have contributed to this injury. Or in an auto case where you've got sometimes multiple defendants, you've got a delivery service company with a independent contractor driver and many parties in between, going through and deciding who's responsible for what and coming up with a theme. Frequently, we have clients, and this is something that comes up on literally almost every case, Jeffrey. People have what are called pre-existing conditions. And that's true no matter who you are, whether you're 25 or you're 75 or anything in between, you're going to have some pre-existing condition. So frequently our theme of a case is liability is solid. We don't have to prove who is at fault. However, we do have to prove causation, what was caused by the particular crash. And frequently that can be a difficult, challenging hurdle.
Yeah, the insurance companies are experts at putting blocks in the road, so to speak. And one of our jobs as an attorney representing folks is to overcome those hurdles and show why the injury caused, even if it was an aggravation to a pre-existing condition, is still compensable, meaning that their folks should be entitled to money based on the fact that a crash caused an aggravation to a pre-existing condition or a new condition. We're here live at Law Talk Live, and I would encourage everybody to give us a call.
Call us!
877-975-9825. And just for calling in, since it's New Year's, we will give you a $25 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill and a copy of our book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. Chris, what are some of the takeaways after reading our book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance, that you want to stress to the listeners?
First, I want to stress to the listeners, you better call us, because that's a heck of a deal. Okay? Trust me, Steve Spurrier's restaurant is amazing, so you got nothing to lose. Pick up the phone and dial us so you can get that gift certificate. 1-877-975-9825. Okay, takeaway from the book, we preach about it every week, and we're not going to stop. The critical, I won't say importance, the absolute necessity of buying uninsured motorist coverage, UM, or sometimes called UIM, meaning underinsured motorist coverage. That is just so incredibly critical. And it's a shame because the way Florida law is set up, I know you've talked about this, Jeffrey, the insurance agent is supposed to offer you, they're required for you to have uninsured motorist coverage. The way you get out of having it is to make a knowing, conscious declination, meaning you've been offered it, you check a box saying, I decline uninsured motorist coverage. And yet people often, so many times, decline it without realizing they've declined it because the agent says it so fast. Ah, you just want the cheapest policy possible, right? You just want to be street legal, right? Okay, great. Got you covered. Just check the box on this. You don't have to pay for that. Well, that's such a mistake. That is why we urge in this book, Jeffrey's book on buying auto insurance, urge that you sit down face-to-face with your local, whether it's Ocala, whether it's Lake City, whether it's Gainesville, High Springs, your local insurance agent, and have them explain to you the different coverages available and why uninsured motorist coverage is so critical for compensation for your injuries when the other party is not properly insured.
The secret is that it's not that much more expensive. And if you take the same time that you would buying life insurance or getting health insurance or other kinds of insurance that we have, homeowners insurance, everybody, yes. You know, they look, what's covered? And, you know, if something happens at my house, am I going to be compensated? You know, it's like, yeah, you know, if your house, catches on fire and there's $100,000 worth of damages, then you certainly want to have insurance so you can rebuild it. Well, it's the same with your body. If, you're seriously injured and your body takes a hit and throws you out of work and, you know, you can't work because you broke your arm and you're out of work for 2 or 3 months because you're involved in a physical job or any other example that you can come up with, you really feel cheated if the other person doesn't have enough insurance to compensate you fairly for the losses that you've suffered.
You just said something a moment ago, too, that made a light bulb go off, and that is how we urge our clients, as part of this advice, to sit down with an agent to make sure your own assets are properly covered through insurance policies. Because while our work day to day is we represent plaintiffs, claimants, you know, who have been injured, we also tell them, especially when they leave our office with their settlement check, hey, make sure you use this to go out and buy good insurance, not just better car insurance, but homeowners insurance in case somebody slips and falls on your front step. Or let's say your dog accidentally nips somebody in the leg because of they got a little too excited. In the state of Florida, you don't have to prove that a dog had what we call pre-existing vicious propensities. It can be a little poodle that's never attacked anybody in its life, and all of a sudden it scratches somebody, they get an infection on their leg, and now they've got a claim. So you are strictly liable as a homeowner for the injuries caused by your pets. So sit down with your local agent and have them go through all the packages for your home, your life, and your auto insurance.
And health and whatever else. It's very important. Again, we are giving away free gift certificates. You don't even have to ask a question. You could just call us, give us your name, phone number. We will be glad to help you out if you do have a question. If not, just call, say hello. The number is 877-975-9825. We're here live on Law Talk Live.
Hey, Jeffrey. It's January 1st. We got to talk a little football.
Okay, January 1st. Let's talk about the SEC dominance last night. I was sitting there.
Oh, man, was that something.
Chris wasn't sure. We were watching some ball yesterday, and Chris wasn't sure if he was, for SEC or the other team.
You don't have to remind me. And public so humiliation.
I said, Chris, if the SEC dominates both of these games, the narrative for 2022 is that the SEC once again has established itself, not only with Alabama. I mean, Alabama's the underdog in the national championship
which
game.
I'm stunned. I mean, Alabama right now is, they look like the every other Alabama, it seems, from all these years. When it comes time to bowl season, they're just spitting fire. But you're right. It's funny because you and I was watching the game with Jeffrey at his house. And I was thinking, well, you know, the SEC up to this point is 1-5 in bowl games. Florida, of course, being one of those who didn't win. But now that we got to the upper tier teams, what a domination yesterday. Both games. I mean, Georgia and Alabama just 23 points, 21 points. Couldn't be more decisive.
Yeah, so I think we have a great game. Usually the national championship games are not within three-point spread. So, you know, it's a 2.5-point spread. I predicted the spread's going to come closer to even as the game approaches. It's going to be quite a game. You have the dominance of both defenses. I mean, nobody really scored a meaningful touchdown in either game.
You're absolutely right. It'll be like watching two pro teams. It almost seems like both of them are so loaded with talent that you know will be playing on Sundays in the NFL. Hey, we have a caller on the line, so let's say hello to our caller.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jeffrey. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. This is Lynn Bolton.
Oh, hey,
Lynn. Hey, I remember you well.
Yeah, hey, Lynn, we send our condolences out. You know, I've been thinking about you, and, you know, I know your wife passed. So I certainly send our condolences out, and I hope that if there's anything we can do to help you, get through the next year, we're here for you.
Yeah, okay. One thing when you was talking about uninsured motorists and all that, when I had my accident, I think I did not have, I had you both uninsured and underinsured, but my limits were not high enough. And that's what I want to stress. I'm an insurance agent. I used to be a farmer's insurance agent in Minnesota, but I want to stress that if you got 50, 100, or 100, 300, you better have 100, 300 uninsured and underinsured. Because in that case that I had, that you took care of me, I would have gotten a lot more money if I would have had the higher limits. And I should have known better, but you're always trying to get the cheapest insurance you can, and yeah, it was a mistake, but I hope nobody else makes it.
Well, thank you for calling in, Lynn, and sharing that with our audience, because here we have a good friend of ours who we've helped in the past, and he he was an insurance agent and then was in a crash, had serious injuries, and realized even he, an insurance agent, should have had higher limits. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, and we make recommendations in our book. I know you have one of our books, Lynn.
It's right beside my recliner.
Okay.
Lynn, thank you so much for calling. God bless you, and thank you for your loyalty to Meldon Law. We look forward to seeing you soon. You'll be right back. We'll be right back with the third and final segment of Law Talk Live. This is New Year's Day, January 1st, 2022. We'll be right back.
Hey, Gator Nation. I'm here with Jeffrey Meldon of Meldon Law. Jeffrey, I've heard some great news that Meldon Law is the official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Actually, we're the only official community partner of the Florida Gators.
Well, that certainly has a nice ring to it. Meldon Law, the only official law firm community partner of the Florida Gators, with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Fort Lauderdale.
Meldon Law, where you matter most. Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon here with our co-host, Chris Qualman. Chris, let's talk a little bit about Gator basketball. We have a game coming up this Wednesday against a very good Alabama team, and Gator basketball is in full swing, and we have a very good team. They had a couple unexpected losses earlier this season. However, they've had some big wins.
Yeah, they absolutely have. And you know, it's interesting. I was talking last night at your home to our very good friend, Dr. Adrian Lewis, the director, the clinical director of the Medigy Clinic, who does such an outstanding job for victims of injury cases. But Dr. Lewis is an avid basketball fan. He absolutely loves Gator basketball. He frequently is at it. I think he's at almost every single game, whether it's with his wife, Sue Lewis, a wonderful therapist in her own right, or their son, Andrew. They go to all of them. So I knew I could get some insight from Dr. Lewis. He feels like, I think, the rest of us, that it's a young team with a lot of promise. Of course, we've got Castleton back, you know, who is strong underneath. We've got a lot of new faces through the transfer portal, and we'll see what happens, you know, when we start conference play. But I want to remind our listeners that this is where we at Meldon Law get really cranked up with the ticket giveaways.
Oh, yeah, we're excited. So, for example, this week, if you go to our Facebook page, Meldon Law, you'll see ticket giveaways for the basketball game. We're giving away a pair of two tickets and a set of four tickets free for the Gator basketball game, which is Wednesday night at 7 p.m. against Alabama. So all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, and you can enter for free and hopefully win those tickets. I think we also have for the set of two tickets, there's a $50 gift certificate to Spurrier's, and for the four tickets, there's a $100 gift certificate to Spurrier. So these are pretty cool giveaways. All you do, everything is free. Just go to Meldon Law Facebook page, and it's there. And Friday, Lady Gator gymnastics team, which is always in the top five in the country. Last year they were number one at some points, and we have some incredible athletes coming back this year. Friday they're in a tournament with three other teams, and it starts I think 6:45 on Friday night, and we have a ticket giveaway for that as well.
We do. It's this really, I think back to this time last year when you really were first just getting kicked off with the Gator sponsorship being the official law firm sponsor of the Florida Gators, and this is really when the ticket giveaways start kicking into full gear. So whether it's basketball, whether it's men's basketball, ladies basketball, women's gymnastics, we've got soccer coming up, we've got so many different things, volleyball, baseball. I mean, baseball's only
about a month or two away. We had the best time at the new ballpark.
Yeah.
Have they named that ballpark yet, or are we going to keep calling it Florida Ballpark?
I'm not sure. If one of our listeners knows the answer to that, call us 1-877-975-9825. And plus, you get the gift certificate. I don't know, Jeffrey, but you're right. We had so much fun there last spring. It is such an amazing ballpark. I think I saw something that it was named either one of or the best ballpark in America or something for the college baseball stadiums. It's right up at the top, whatever the case may be. Every seat's a great seat, and it's so much fun going to the games. And we got a lot of kids coming back, a lot of young players coming back. So I think the Gators are going to be right up there in terms of national title contention, certainly SEC contention. And so it's a great product and just a wonderful place to see a game.
Yeah, so because the Meldon Law Firm is the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators, we try to not only share tickets with everybody, but bring awareness to the Gator events. And we want to make sure that you know that, you know, there's a big time gymnastics event coming up next Friday, that the Gators are playing Alabama in basketball. You can get tickets to these events. However, our tickets are usually excellent seats.
Oh, yeah.
We give them away free. We want to do two things. Number one, we want to share the good seats that we get as part of our partnership with the Gators. And number two, we want to bring awareness to the sports other than football. And that's something that has become very obvious this past year, that there's a lot going on.
They're so amazing. We had coaches on the podcast. Hey, a couple quick things. We've only got a minute left. Want to remind everybody to watch our podcast. Jeffrey is on live on Facebook Live every Tuesday, including this coming Tuesday, January 4th at 4 p.m. Just go to the Meldon Law Facebook page. It's always a great podcast. We always have people of interest to the community and the state of Florida as a whole. And real quick, Lake City Grand Opening.
Yeah, January 20th. Everybody in Lake City, we are actually open right now. I don't know if we're open today. It's Saturday. But we are open in our new office. And we welcome everybody from North Florida to stop by and say hello. We're right by Eliano's and Moe's. So you can't miss us. We are going to say goodbye for our first edition of 2022. Okay. And at the end of every show, Chris and I always say go Gators, but today is special since it's our first week. So let's say it one more time for our listeners.
Go Gators!
Live from the Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.